fourth, simply by looking into the blue sky beyond clouds, this serenity. That's why I said so many things, because the techniques are very easy and you can do them and nothing will result. Then you will say, what type of techniques are these? We can do it. It is so simple. Simply by looking into the sky, blue sky, beyond the clouds, the serenity, and you will become silent and serene, fulfilled. Look at the blue sky beyond the clouds and nothing will happen. Then you will say, what type of technique is this? Shiva is talking, not rationally, reasonably. He is saying anything, whatsoever comes to his mind. What type of technique is this? Simply by looking into the blue sky, beyond clouds, this serenity, and you will become serene. But if you remember depth, meaning, learning, this technique will help you immediately to turn it. Looking into the blue sky beyond the clouds, just looking, not thinking. The sky is infinite, hence nowhere. Just look into it. There is no object. That's why sky is chosen. Sky is not an object. Linguistically, it is. Existentially, sky is not an object, because an object begins and ends. You can go around an object. You cannot go around the sky. You are in the sky. You cannot go around it. So you may be the object for the sky, but the sky cannot be your object. You can look into it, but you cannot look at it. And that looking into goes on and on, it never ends. So look into the blue sky and go on looking. The object is infinite. There is no boundary to it. Don't think about it. Don't say it is beautiful. Don't say, how lovely. Don't appreciate the colors. Don't start thinking. Because if you start thinking, you have stopped. Now your eyes are not moving into the blue, infinite blue. Just move. Just look. Don't think. Don't create words. They will become barriers. Not even blue sky should be said. Don't verbalize. Just a pure, innocent look into the blue sky. It never ends. You will go on and on and on and on. And suddenly, because there is no object, just vacuum, suddenly, you will become aware of yourself. Why? Because if there is any vacuum, your senses become useless. Senses are only useful if there is an object. If you are looking at a flower, then you are looking at something. The flower is there. Sky is not there. What do we mean by sky? That which is not there. Sky means the space. All objects are in the sky, but the sky is not an object. It is just the vacuum, the space in which objects can exist. sky itself is just pure emptiness. Look at this pure emptiness. That's why the sutra says beyond the clouds, because clouds are not the sky. They are objects floating in the sky. You can look at the clouds, but that will not help. Look in the blue sky, not at the stars, not at the moon, not at the clouds. Objectlessness, emptiness, look into it. What will happen? In emptiness, there is no object to be grasped by the senses. Because there is no object to be grasped, clinged, senses become futile. And if you are looking in the blue sky without thinking, suddenly you will feel everything has disappeared. There is nothing. In that disappearance, you will become aware of yourself. Looking in this emptiness, you will become empty. Why? Because your eyes like a mirror. Whatsoever is before it is reflected. I see you. You are sad. A sudden sadness enters in me. A sad person enters in your room. You become sad. What has happened? You have looked at sadness. You are like a mirror. The sadness is reflected in you. Someone laughs heartily. Suddenly you feel a laughter coming to you also. It has become infectious. What has happened? You are like a mirror. You are reflecting things. You look at a beautiful object. It is reflected in. You look at an ugly object. It is reflected in. Whatsoever you are seeing penetrates deep into you. It becomes part of your consciousness. If you are looking in the emptiness, there is nothing to be reflected. Only the blue infinite sky. If it is reflected, the blue infinite sky within, you will become serene. Serenity. Because that is there. And if really you can conceive emptiness, where sky, blue, everything disappears, just emptiness, inside also emptiness will be reflected. And in emptiness, how can you be worried? How can you be tense? In emptiness, how the mind can function? It stops. It disappears. In the disappearance of the mind, tense, worried, filled with thoughts, relevant, irrelevant. In the disappearance of the mind, the serenity. One thing more. Emptiness, if reflected in, becomes desirelessness. Desire is tension. You desire and you have become worried. You look a beautiful woman, a sudden desire arises. You look a beautiful house, you want to purchase it. You look a beautiful car, just flashed by your sight. You want to be in it. You want to drive it. A desire has come in. And with the desire, mind becomes worried. How to get it? What to do it? Are frustrated. Are hopeless. Are hopeful. Dreaming, many things can happen. When the desire is there, you are disturbed. The mind is shattered into fragments, and many plans, dreams, projections start. You become mad. Desire is the seed of madness. But emptiness is not an object. It is just empty. So when you look at emptiness, no desire arises. Cannot arise. You don't want to possess emptiness. You don't want to love emptiness. You don't want to make a house of it, out of it. Emptiness, you cannot do anything with it. All movement of the mind stops. No desire arises. With non-arising of desire, the serenity, you become silent, serene. A sudden peace explodes in you. You have become like the sky. Thirdly, whatsoever you contemplate, you become like it. You become that. Because mind can take infinite forms. Whatsoever you desire, your mind takes its form. You become it. That's why a person who is just after riches, gold, after money, his mind becomes just a treasure, nothing else. Seek him and you will feel rupees inside. The sound of rupees. Nothing else. Whatsoever you desire, you become that. So be conscious what you are desiring, because you are becoming that. If you look at emptiness and the sky as the most empty thing, just near you, and cast nothing, and you are not to go somewhere to the Himalayas or to Tibet to find out the sky. They have destroyed everything. Technology had destroyed everything, but the sky is still there. You can use it. Use it before they destroy it. Any day, they will destroy it. Look, penetrate into it. And the look must be non-thinking. Remember this. Then you will feel the same sky within, the same dimension within, the same space and blueness and emptiness. That's why Shiva says, simply by looking into the blue sky beyond clouds, the serenity. Fifth,